In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's gospel gives us the most beloved Christian prayer, which Protestants call the Lord's Prayer, and Catholics call the Our Father. It is the same prayer, of course, and just another example of how our different traditions sometimes divide rather than unite us. This difference in terminology is minor. Protestants and Catholics agree about the meaning of the prayer that Luke gives us today. Our Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us, and do not bring us to the time of trial. In today's gospel passage, Jesus' disciples ask him to teach them to pray like he does. Notice that this is not formal prayer. It's not in the temple or synagogue. It is not at daybreak or sunset. It is just simple prayer, the way Jesus prays. It is very informal. In fact, it is almost verbatim a Jewish prayer taken from the Kaddish. In addition to words, Jesus shows his disciples an attitude in prayer. The attitude is one of persistence and expectation, like Abraham in today's first reading. Abraham barters with God over and over again, ever so politely, and then waits patiently and expectantly for God to spare the cities. And likewise, the examples that Jesus gives of the person knocking on the door to get some bread for a friend, or a father giving an egg or bread instead of a snake or scorpion. Jesus begins his teaching by addressing God as Abba, Father. There is one other place in the Gospels where Jesus calls God Abba. In Gethsemane, when Jesus knows that he is facing death, he prays, "Abba, Father, let this cup pass me by." This is Jesus' prayer in his most difficult hour. His usage of Abba before his crucifixion is one of respectful intimacy in addressing his Father in this extreme circumstance. His prayer made such an impression on the disciples that they carefully recorded it with the translation that most closely fit the meaning of the word Father. Does this mean then that God is male? No. There are other passages of Scripture that describe God as mother, such as Isaiah, "I loved you with a mother's love." And we have Jesus' prayer for Jerusalem, where he compares himself to a mother hen and says that he wishes that he could gather the people together like a hen gathers her chicks. So God is not exclusively father or mother or parent. God is described in other places as rock, thunderstorm, jealous lover in the book of Hosea, friend in the Gospel of John, faithful spouse, and gentle breeze in the prophet Elijah. No one word describes God. The psalmist says that God is both darkness and light. God is beyond our inadequate brains to comprehend. God is mystery. When Moses asks for God's name, God answers, "I am who I am," which is sometimes also translated, "I am who I am going to be." Mystics have taught us through the centuries that no spoken word can encapsulate God. No thought that I have or mental word is God. It is my thought of God, not God. God is beyond all words and images. This practice of prayer where you pray without images is centering prayer, which meets here at Trinity Church with Father James Lamacchia, and also a centering prayer group that meets with me at Grace Church in Newton Corner. Yet, like Jesus, it is helpful to have words like Father, Mother, Lover, Friend to help us draw closer to God. And next, Jesus teaches, "Hallowed be your name." This is our human response to the mystery of God. Like Moses, who encountered God in the burning bush, we take our shoes off because in the presence of God, we are on holy ground. Hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Scripture scholars sometimes translate kingdom as reign or rule. The idea is that we are praying that in this universe, we humans would live in accord with God's rule of love. That we would love our neighbors as ourselves, as Jesus taught us, and work to bring about justice and fairness for everyone. This sentence not only expresses our wish that justice prevail, but also expresses our commitment to work to make it happen. Give us each day our daily bread. We pray that we as individuals will have enough food and other necessities each day. Notice, however, that the prayer does not say, "Give me each day my daily bread." This is not a selfish prayer only for what I need. Rather, it is a communal prayer. Give us, give the human race, give all people everywhere their daily bread. I think of the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals to end poverty and build economic growth for people all over the world. I think of the Walk for Hunger here in Boston. Some of you have take part in each year. The Boston Food Pantry and the Center Street Food Pantry located here at Trinity Church. This prayer commits us to eliminate hunger for all people. Next, we ask for the forgiveness of our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And Jesus has so many parables that emphasize forgiving our neighbor and being forgiven, as in the parable of the prodigal son. Then the final petition, "And do not bring us to the time of trial." We pray that we will have the strength to withstand temptations, trials, and challenges in our life. Jesus teaches us to place our trust in God today and also tomorrow. Jesuit J.A. Loftus sees this theme of looking for God to be with us tomorrow expressed in a song from the musical A Chorus Line. The song is called "What I Did for Love." The refrain is, "Kiss today goodbye and point me to tomorrow." We did what we had to do. Won't regret, can't forget what I did for love. Love is never gone. Jesus is interested in tomorrow as well as today and yesterday. And he is interested in love of God and of each other. Teresa of Avila, the 16th century mystic, suggested praying the Lord's Prayer for an hour sometime. One full hour, uninterrupted. It really is simple. Stop at each word or phrase. Abba, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us. And do not bring us to the time of trial. Today, tomorrow, and every day. Amen.